Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Ukraine's energy utility says damage from countrywide air raids has broken previous records. From Kyiv, NPR's Yulian Haida reports.
Almost all of Ukraine was under orders to seek shelter from Russian bombardment this morning. Officials in southern, central, and western Ukrainian cities say the attacks seriously damaged electrical infrastructure there. Ukrenergo, Ukraine's national power company, says that the latest attacks have caused even more damage than last week's unprecedented nationwide airstrikes. The company is recommending Ukrainians ration even more energy after rolling blackouts have become regular in the past 2 weeks here. A new report from the Kyiv School of Economics found that even before these latest escalations, Ukraine had about $130 billion worth of damage to rebuild. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.
In the U.S., midterm elections are just over 2 weeks away. Many are closely watching Georgia's governor's race. Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Governor Brian Kemp are in a rematch. Actor Kerry Washington campaigned alongside Abrams this weekend. Washington rallied the crowd around Georgia's record turnout for early voting.
People are coming out to vote in record numbers day after day, not just day one, day two, day three, day four. And it's going to continue to happen till we win this thing.
Governor Kemp beat Abrams by a thin margin in 2018. He's now ahead in recent polls. As flu season starts, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging people to get their flu shots and highlighting some significant racial disparities in who tends to get very sick from the flu. NPR's Ping Huang reports.
Black adults in the U.S. are almost twice as likely to get hospitalized for flu compared with white adults. The rates are also higher for Hispanic, Native American, and Native Alaskan people. This is according to a CDC report, which also finds that these racial and ethnic groups tend to have lower flu vaccination rates. Carla Black with CDC says there's a variety of reasons that people don't get vaccinated.
Lack of access to culturally competent providers and negative experiences with the healthcare system are still barriers for many people from certain racial and ethnic minority groups.
People from marginalized groups might also lack access to health insurance, transportation, or time to get a shot. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The CDC says its director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is isolating at home now. Walensky tested positive for COVID and has mild symptoms. The agency says she is up to date on vaccines. Walensky attended the World Health Summit in Berlin last Monday and Tuesday. This is NPR. Italy now has its first female prime minister. Giorgia Meloni took the oath of office in Rome, ushering in the country's most right-wing government since World War II. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports that Meloni's party, Brothers of Italy, has its roots in the ashes of fascism, and she has never repudiated the 20-year dictatorship.
Standing in the frescoed halls of the presidential palace, the 45-year-old populist leader clearly enunciated the words of the oath of office by memory.
Giuro di essere fedele alla Repubblica.
The cabinet is formed by many Meloni loyalists, reflecting what commentators call a nativist slant, promoting the interests of native-born inhabitants against those of immigrants. Meloni will govern with the hard-right anti-immigrant League Party and Go Italy, the party of former prime minister and media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi. The top issue she'll face will be rising inflation and trying to maintain a united front in backing Ukraine, despite Berlusconi's close relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
West and Central African countries are battling deadly flooding. The floods are destroying crops and worsening fears over hunger by further disrupting food supplies in many areas that are also dealing with armed conflict. The UN World Food Program says the above-average rainfall and devastating flooding have affected 5 million people in 19 countries across West and Central Africa. I'm Kristen Wright. This is NPR.